Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. So I want you to see that a huge number of Muslims are discovering they are not God's family. They don't love each other. So Muslims have been discovering many painful truths about themselves and their religious Muslim teachers and their leaders. Many of them are self-centered, unfortunately, corrupt, liars, selfish, and violate human rights. Of course, you heard about the millions of Muslim refugees who need safety and peace. They fled and they still are fleeing their Muslim communities because Muslims are killing each other in their Muslim communities. They have been disillusioned with Islam. Remember that. And you know, the word illusion means an erroneous concept or belief, the condition of being deceived by a false perception or belief. Disillusion means to free from illusion. What does that mean? It means that most of the Muslim people thought that their Muslim religious leaders are wonderful Muslim people and they are one community and they have everything right in their teaching. But after what has been happening, a huge number of Muslims have been disillusioned with Islam. The foundation they have been standing upon is broken. They have sincere questions about life and God. The Quran and the Muslim leaders failed to satisfy their hunger and thirst for a good relationship with each other and a good relationship with God. So most of the Muslim people are divided right now and they betray each other. And I am almost sure that hundreds of millions of Muslims are open to examine and discover other truth, especially the Christian faith. Many Muslims are asking, is there is anything in life better than this? Is there is anything out there better than what we have as Muslims, what we have experiencing? Muslims are crying because they believe that there is one God, one supreme being created heaven and earth, and created them, but they don't know how they can have the right relationship with God and with each other. They have been failing to enjoy God's love, forgiveness, and peace and joy simply because they are not taught the right truth about God and His will for their lives. Muslims don't have the correct information about God in the Quran, and they don't receive good, correct teaching from the religious teachers and leaders. I want you to see that Muslims are thirsty people who drink from salty water. Please remember this truth. A huge number of Muslims want to know and obey God. I met so many Muslims that are truly sincere and genuine in their desire to please God and to gain His forgiveness and to do His will, but they don't know how. I just hope that all of us will feel more compassion toward Muslims. Sometimes I see that we as Christians have the Bible, the Word of God. The Spirit of God lives within us. We have wonderful Bible teachers in America, some of the best, and freedom to fellowship and worship in America. In spite of everything awesome, precious, many of us, unfortunately, still struggle often. Many of us still misbehave and sin deliberately. Others of us are still confused. many Christians still have conflict with their brothers and sisters and wishing not the best for each other. And Christians take hostile actions toward each other. An example can be fighting while going through a divorce. That's just a simple example. Obviously, the relationship between Christians are far from being perfect. All of us still need to pray, ask God to fill us with His Spirit and enable us to love one another and love people much more than we do right now. Our imperfections, in spite of everything God gave us, help me to sympathize with Muslims who do not have the Word of God in their possession in the Bible, and they do not have the Spirit of God living within them, illuminating their heart and mind to understand the Word of God. And they don't have help of good, wonderful Bible teachers teaching the Word of God like we have in America. I was born and raised with Muslims in Egypt. My wife was ex-Muslim, so we've been in relationship with Muslims all our lives, and we still, many of them, still try to do their best, make serious effort to do the right thing. However, as I mentioned to you before, and you know, emphasizing Muslims don't have the right guidance and the right examples. Trust me, my Christian brothers and sisters, a huge number of Muslims know that Islam is not working. Islam did not satisfy their hearts and souls. However, they are seeking and trying and hoping to find God and to please Him according to the light they have. And of course, we will discuss more how can we help them. Usually, the majority of the Muslim people are God-conscious people. They try to have the right relationship with their Creator. Hundreds of millions of Muslims remind me of Cornelius, mentioned in Acts 10 in the Bible as a Roman army officer. He was not a Jew, he was not born-again Christian, but the Word of God clearly describes him as a devout, God-fearing man who gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. One afternoon, Cornelius had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming toward him. The angel told him, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering." This program will be continued next week. Before we finish, my Christian brothers and sisters, please join me in doing the most important thing, praying. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You, God, recognizing our imperfections, recognizing that we need more of Your Spirit, more of Your love poured out in our hearts, told the lost people we meet, toward the Muslims. God, we need more sympathy toward them and compassion like Jesus has, instead of more judging and criticizing and pointing our fingers and condemning them without giving them a chance to understand Your love and Your salvation and Your Word. Equip us, God. Prepare us and send us through divine appointments, through divinely opening doors for us to share Your love, God, to share Your Word, to share Jesus in the most powerful, effective way with multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name, we pray. And by the way, if you never receive Jesus in your heart, if you never put your faith in Him as your Savior, you can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank You for loving me. Thank You, God. Nobody loves me, God, like You do. Thank You for sending Jesus to die to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I put my faith in You that You are my only Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I don't want to live doing wrong things anymore. I want to live close to God. I want to do God's will. I want to please God. God, thank You for helping me understand Your love and Your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Love to send you some free materials and encourage you and perhaps guide you to a church close to you.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.